você aí. Não tenta não, cumpai.
Help the way you make me feel. I can't tell if this is even real.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Jason and OC podcast. And I don't care what's going on, Simon. I need to uprise right now. I need motivation. And I'm going to tell you why. I am alone. No OC. OC. My brother. His birthday was last week. So he's on his personal bye week right now. You know, everybody needs a break. So Simon and a couple of other operatives that I don't want to mention are looking at me thinking, what is he going to do on this podcast without his guy, OC? Well, I'm just going to talk to myself. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk to myself and the people. I'm just letting you know, no matter what happens, a podcast will come out. Even if it's just my lonely voice whispering in the wind, that is it. But all that being said, I miss my brother, man. I miss him a lot. But if anybody deserves a break, it's my man, OC. He works harder than anybody making it happen. And he did something this week that was pretty interesting. We always got to give the people what they want. And OC, whose nickname, by the way, is OC Winfrey because of his interview skills, one of the best interviewers I have ever seen and been around, he got to sit down with the legend, one of the best NFL players of all time, definitely the best at his position, wide receiver Jerry Rice of the San Francisco 49ers and other teams, but of 49er fame. What's funny, I grew up watching this guy, and I was a Giants fan, but being on the West Coast, being from California, I focused on the 49ers also, and he was just the best thing you'd ever seen. And what was amazing, when I got to Dallas, I got to play against him. And the whole time, after every snap, I just came up to him and I just wanted to, you know, tap him on the shoulder, or get close to him and let him know, you know, I'm a fan, Jerry, I'm a fan. This is the first time I've ever played against somebody. And I was so much of a fan that I had to check myself. And luckily, he was very nice, but I think he's used to seeing guys play against him that were just fans and grew up watching him. So you can check this out right now. Simon's going to clip that in, right, Simon?
Yep.
Simon's going to clip that in for us. And you can also see the interview on our BBC show, the NFL show, NFL This Week. It'll be on the show. OC making it happen. OC Winfrey, the man himself, getting it done.
Now, we're here today with a guy who, they throw this word around, goats, all the time. People throw it around loosely.
You a goat, man.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But you are universally recognized as the greatest football player of all time, Jerry Rice. How does that make you feel?
That's crazy, ain't it?
Isn't it?
That's really crazy, man. And, you know, I got a chance to play a game that I really love playing. And I was able to break a lot of records and entertain a lot of people.
100 years, Jerry, in the NFL. 100 years the NFL's been around. And you are universally recognized as the GOAT. I hear what you're saying. But you are the GOAT. How does that make you feel, man?
It's crazy because I have to pinch myself. And for people to say that, even for like USA Today to vote me number one, when I got the news, I was shocked. Mm. It was just like when I got drafted. You know, I was shocked when I got drafted. And for people to say that, I think is, I'm very appreciative.
Jerry, you played at an extremely high level into your 40s. Now, we don't see that out of anybody, not even kickers play at that level. How are you able to maintain such a high standard of play for that long?
I think I was able to maintain it because of what the way I ate. The food that went into my body, you know, a lot of baked chicken, a lot of fish. So I basically ate healthy. And if I didn't weigh a certain weight before a game, this is the crazy thing. If I didn't weigh a certain weight before the game, if I was, the target weight was 190 for me, if I was 192 and I went to the stadium, I would always weigh myself. If I was 2 pounds over, I would do the Stairmaster or the bike before the team came to the stadium.
No way.
Yeah, I did. So I had to be at that ideal weight, but I think it's just because of, you know, it's, you know, just what I put in my body. And that's the reason why I was able to play the game for such a long time. And I just had this, I don't know, it's kind of hard to really describe. I just had this endurance. And it was like I was always going. I was always going. And I think when you have so much energy, you're always going to be at your best.
Mm. Now, you had some really good years with Oakland, but you are renowned.
Oh, yeah.
For your years with the San Francisco 49ers, man. Tell us a little bit about that team and how successful you were with that football team.
The San Francisco 49ers, I feel like, was the team of the 80s. I mean, it started with Eddie DeBarlo, then Bill Walsh, and then some of the greatest players ever, you know, like with Montana, Ronnie Lott, Dwight Clark, and the list just went on and on. And I think we set a standard, and it was about winning championships, winning for the city of San Francisco. And I think, you know, we had some of the greatest ball players to ever play the game.
Including the GOATs.
And it's still, I have to sort of like pinch myself when I think about the guys I have played with. Mm. I mean, the guys that I have gone to battle with and have won Super Bowls with. So, you know, you know, football is all about teamwork and that commitment, you know, knowing that that person next to you not going to let you down. So, you know, and also I think with Bill Walsh, what they did, you know, they implemented the game plan. They put everything together, but they also had players to take that to the football field. And they were coaches on the football field. And I think that's why we were so successful. But it was a great ride. Mm.
Who was the best player you would say you played with, Jerry?
Montana.
Really?
Oh, without a doubt. No hesitation at all. I mean, the chemistry we had, the body language, all of that. Joe was one of those guys that never got rattled or anything. He was Joe Cool. And if we had time on the clock, we knew that we could move the ball downfield and win the football game. So, you know, he was just, to me, he was God.
Wow.
Yeah.
It must have been spectacular to play with somebody like that.
Yeah, and it was just like, we still have that same type of relationship now, but we were just exceptional on the football field. Mm.
So now the 49ers are supposedly
9-1.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going strong.
Relevance.
Yeah.
What do you feel about this team?
Hey, we like that. We like being 9-1 right now. And I think this team can get better. The fan base is behind them 100%. I think last ball game, it was like the game was completely sold out. So the team just got to keep working. They got to keep that chemistry going. And I'm one of those guys, I know that you win championships with defense.
Yes.
If you got a defense, you have a chance. But we also got some guys on offense that can put some points on the board. Jimmy G, you know, he's still finding his way, but, you know, he's getting better. He's a great leader, and I love George Kittle. Mm. I mean, he's a beast on that football field. Then we got running backs, we got receivers. So everything is starting to come together at the right time. So I'm looking for big things.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
Now, you're here in the UK. You're an ambassador.
Yeah.
For the NFL Academy, man. What does that mean to you, man? And how do you feel about the growth of the game at an international level?
You know what? I think it's great. I mean, to have the opportunity to come here and work with these kids. And, you know, these kids are amazing. You know, they haven't been together for a long time. They really don't, you know, they haven't played American football. And just being out there working with the kids yesterday, I could see the chemistry. I can see it was the camaraderie, all of that. And these guys, they love the game of football. They are totally committed. And, you know, to be able to grow this where some of these kids might get the opportunity to go to college in the U.S., some of these kids might get a chance to play professional football. If that doesn't happen, at least it's going to prepare them for better things in the future. So I'm having a great time. I'm enjoying it, and I think you know, it's about sports, education, character, and those are some of the qualities that I think really helped me to be the person that I am, also the player that I was able to be.
Sure. The undisputed GOAT. Thank you for your time.
You sort of, you make me nervous when you say that.
it's just real. Yeah. It's just real.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming, man. Thank you for spending this time with me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, man. My pleasure, man. Always good to see you. But you're a GOAT, man.
So that was the interview with my man, OC, and the legend, Jerry Rice. Man, there's a lot of Super Bowls between those two. You can watch this on our show, of course. And, you know, as I walk around the office today in the streets, people are like, where's OC, J-Bell? He's on a bye week. Very sad. Very, very lonely, but it's okay because he's out there making it happen. You know what we got this week? We got some big games, though. Big games that I want to bring your attention to. Because I'm going to watch these games. Because I got nobody to call because OC won't be here. So the games I'm focusing on, the first one, is definitely the Cowboys versus the Patriots. This is going to be a battle. This game right here, you got the number one offense in the NFL in the Dallas Cowboys versus the number one defense in the NFL versus the Patriots. Now, they're at the Patriots, so you know they play tough at home, but we're going to see how legit Dak Prescott and all these receivers at his disposal are against the Patriots, and this secondary, who I love. I'm going to be keyed in on this, man, and we're going to really break this down. This is going to be a good one to get a temperature on who the best team in the NFL is, to be honest. That, you know, that's what I'm looking for. So that's going to be one to lock into. Also, we got the Packers at the 49ers. Let me tell you what, man. When you got Aaron Rodgers, you kind of always got a chance. You always got a chance. This offense is finding its way and finding its rhythm, but they are going against a defense that is going to get after you. But like I said, it's always good to see Aaron Rodgers in action. They're in San Francisco, so you know there's a little advantage there for the 49ers, and it's time to see this offense of the 49ers against this Green Bay Packers defense that likes to attack the football and create turnovers. So they're going to have to be tough on that. Both these games, really, really smooth matchups. I'm really into it. But I just want everybody out there to understand something. Don't feel sorry for me. Don't you feel sorry for me. Because I'm going to call OC every single hour on the hour, his whole trip away, and bother him. Because I am alone. But you know what I have to keep me company? I got the Uprise music. So I'm going to keep that rocking, keep that playing. Subscribe, rate, review, and we'll be back next week. We're ready for all the questions. Get them in. Hashtag Ask OC. Hashtag Ask J-Bell. And we'll get after it. We'll have a long one. We got these games to review. That's a lot going on in the world to discuss. And you know OC's always going to come with something that has me on the edge of my seat, ready to run out of the room. Holler at y'all. Uprise. Got it from my mama, picture perfect, call it Picasso. Had my engine roaring like a Lamborghini.